The late comedian Red Skelton told the story of his teacher, Mr. Laswell, who, in the 1940s, explained the meaning of the Pledge of Allegiance, word by word. Now, more than ever, it is important to listen to the meaning of those words.
Mr. Laswell said, "I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it is becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word?"
So here are Mr. Laswell's thoughts on the Pledge of Allegiance back in the 1940s.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one.
Pledge:
dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity.
Allegiance:
my love and devotion.
To the flag:
our standard, Old Glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, "Freedom is everybody's job."
Of the United:
that means we have all come together.
States of America:
individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country.
And to the Republic.
Republic: a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people.
For which it stands, one nation.
One nation meaning so blessed by God.
Indivisible:
incapable of being divided.
With liberty:
which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats or fear of some sort of retaliation.
And justice:
the principle or quality of dealing fairly with others.
For all:
which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. Mr. Laswell went on to say, "Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance."
Those states: Alaska and Hawaii. Those two words: under God.